Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump in the Oval Office defended his decision last week to fire the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, also president and economist Stephen Moore, who backed up the president's firing.
I don't think it's an error. I think they did it purposely. Whether that, you may well be right, but even if it wasn't purposefully, it's incompetence.
Right.
Okay.
Referring to the jobs number statistics that the president called phony without citing evidence. A federal judge in Florida has ordered a two-week halt to construction at the immigration detention facility that state lawmakers have dubbed Alligator Alcatraz. Opponents had sued, saying that proper environmental impact studies were never conducted at the site. Triple-digit temperatures scorching tens of millions in the Southwest, and there are fire warnings in effect for seven states from Nevada to North Dakota. And two people were killed when a helicopter struck power lines along the Mississippi River in Illinois. This is ABC News. Prosecutors in Tennessee say they'll seek the death penalty against Austin Robert Drummond, the 28-year-old accused of killing four people who was taken into custody after nearly a week-long manhunt. In Minnesota, Vance Bolter pleaded not guilty to all charges. Authorities say he's the man who carried out a crime spree, a shooting spree that targeted Democratic lawmakers. His spree allegedly left the former state House Speaker and her husband dead and another Democratic representative injured. He pleaded not guilty. Additional scrutiny on jobs numbers after President Trump fired the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, but a new round of numbers emerged today, and ABC's Jim Ryan says they were not rosy.
The latest look at weekly claims for unemployment benefits finds 226,000 filings in the week leading up to August 2nd. That's an increase of 7,000 from the week before. In all, 1.9 million Americans are receiving benefits, 38,000 more than the last week of July.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. A Green Bay bar has lost its liquor license. At a meeting on Tuesday, the city council denied an appeal to renew the license for Stage 1, a bar on North Broadway. Stage 1 lost its license in June after repeated police calls and disturbances. Councilman Bill Galvin says the bar has had numerous chances to cut down on incidents.
The Green Bay Police Department has bent over backwards to try to help him be successful. And at the end of 2 years, it hasn't happened.
The bar's owner said he was willing to implement more safety protocols and said the bar's a community resource. He asked for more time to let an updated correction plan work.
The point I'm trying to make is that Stage 1 is not just a bar, and that we will do whatever we can to prove that we want to continue being a part of this community.
Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says from his vantage point, there was risk in reinstating the bar's liquor license. Meanwhile, BakeCare Aurora is the largest taxpayer in Green Bay. That's according to the Green Bay Press Gazette, which looked at the city's financial audit for 2024. The audit says the property tax base is relatively broad. The top 25 taxpayers make up just 9% of the total property valuation. Property taxes also grew last year by 7% outside tax increment districts. Last year, Green Bay also got a $3.3 million bump in shared revenue from the state. And a climate journalist from Wisconsin who went missing while hiking in Norway has been found alive. It had been nearly a week since he'd gone off the map. He was rescued early yesterday morning and was hospitalized with serious but not critical injuries. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Shali Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent
was one who connected me. You know, they approached and wanted to be able to write my story, just the real stuff that's happened in my life. So, you know, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, you know, in my story that, you know, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. You know, I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance. Lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. It's 88 right now.
WGBW. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old. Sheep suit on until I'm sure that you've been shown that I can be trusted walking with you alone. Oh, Little Red Riding Hood, I'd like to hold you if I could, but you might think I'm a big bad wolf, so I won't.
News and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. A fun event for the family on Saturday at Whitney Park. Details ahead.
Ah, oh, crackling rosy, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along. Maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it. Last for an hour, let
set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Cracklin' Rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, our song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Cracklin' Rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. No subscription necessary.
Just take your glasses.
Local news and timeless hits. 97.9
till you came into my life.
lock you inside every day and every night. Girl, and here is the soul of which you've taken control. Can't you see I'm trying to show love is right? Oh, show and tell, just a game I play when I wanna say I love you. Girl, so show me and tell me that you feel the same way too. Say it to baby. These are the hands that can't help reaching for. If you're anywhere inside,
anywhere inside.
And these are the lips that can't help calling your name in the middle of the night.
Middle of the night.
Oh, and here is the man who needs to know where you stand. Don't you know I've done all I can? So decide.
And timeless hits, show and tell with Al Wilson. Eric here. Good afternoon. Hey, this Saturday, if you've got kids or grandkids who might be interested in theater, I encourage you to check out Children's Theater in the Park with Evergreen Theater. That's at Whitney Park downtown. Hi-Ho Robin Hood, the musical they're putting on. Free performances on Saturday at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. They encourage you to bring blankets and chairs. There is some seating available. We've got that on our community calendar at WGBW.FM.
This is Maggie Dawn, and I've moved a few spots down the dial. The Maggie Dawn Show is still here, but now will be heard on your radio at 1100 AM WISS or online with the Civic Media app. Everything you've come to expect is still happening. So move on down the dial with me, 1100 AM or on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks, to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I tell you, it's a zoo around here. What with all the animals?
We gotta get out of this place.
Turtles. Monkeys.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Birds. And
bullfrog.
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
Yep, a regular zoo on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW.
Local news and timeless hits. This was a crossover hit for Glenn Campbell, Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me. Or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone,
I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you, walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind.
Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
The Beatles, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. And when we say local news, we mean it. In fact, you're getting it right now.
97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Lisa Hale with this local news update. 21 members of Wisconsin's Urban Search and Rescue Task Force are back home after a two-week deployment to Texas. That's according to a bulletin from the Wisconsin Department of Emergency Management. They were there for search and rescue efforts following severe flash flooding, deployed as part of a national emergency compact that lets states send resources to each other. The team returned to Wisconsin late last month and included personnel from fire departments in Appleton, Neenah, Menasha, Green Bay, and Sheboygan. Meanwhile, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says a Trump administration move to cut disaster mitigation funding has been temporarily blocked. FEMA ended the Disaster Preparedness Grant Program in April. It goes by BRIC, that's Building Resilient Infrastructure and Communities. The program helps communities prepare for disaster through projects like building tornado shelters or updating power lines. 19 other states are opposing the cancellation of the program. A Shawano airman killed during World War II will be laid to rest this Saturday. Private Herbert McLaughlin died during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7th, 1941. His remains were buried in Hawaii, but for decades, they've been unidentified. That changed in 2019, when an agency that identifies missing soldiers exhumed his remains. Through DNA testing and other forensic methods, they were able to confirm his identity and announced it last December. Now, Private McLaughlin's remains have made their way back to Wisconsin. He'll be laid to rest with full military honors this Saturday. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Shally Pittman for 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, warm and muggy tonight. Slight storm chance, lows in the upper 60s. Hazy, hot, and humid tomorrow. High in the low 90s. Heat index approaching 100. Storm chances return for the upcoming weekend. Not as warm, but humid. Currently, it's 87.
Local news and timeless hits. It is the middle of summer, the perfect time to play a summer song. Chad and Jeremy, 97.9 FM.
Trees swaying in the summer breeze, showing off their silver leaves as we walked by. Soft kisses on a summer's day, laughing all our cares away. Just you and I. Sweet, sleepy warmth of summer nights, gazing at the distant lights in the starry sky. They say that all good things must end someday. Say goodbye to you. Wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain be-
face my window, babe. I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. They say that all good things must end someday. Autumn leaves must fall. But don't you know that it hurts me so to say goodbye to you? Wish you didn't have to go. My window pane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you and dream of you.
News and timeless hits. He's one of the nicest musicians I've ever interviewed. Peter Newman, Herman's Hermits. I'm into something good.
Woke up this morning feeling fine. There's something special on my mind. Last night I met a new girl in the neighborhood. Whoa, yeah. Something tells me I'm into something good.
Something tells me I'm into something.
She's the kind of too shy. And I can tell I'm her kind of guy. She danced close.
about you. Forever and ever, yeah, 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 yeah. I'll see you through. I've got to keep you pleased in every way I can. Gonna give you all of me as much as you can stand. Make love to you right now, that's all I wanna do. I know you need it, girl, and you know I need it too. Cause I found what the world is searching for. Here, my dear, I don't have to look no more. In all my days, I've hoped and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. Never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Not the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit. I'm gonna stay right here with you and do all the things you want me to. Whatever you want, girl, you got it. And whatever you need, I don't wanna see you without it. Much more than words could ever say. And oh my dear, I'll be right here until my dying day. I don't know just how to say all the things I feel. I just know that I love you so, and it gives me such a thrill. Cause I find what this world is searching for. Yeah, right here, my dear, I don't have to look no more. In all my days, I hope and I pray for someone just like you. Make me feel the way you do. I'm never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Stop the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never, ever gonna quit, cause quitting just ain't my stick. Gonna stay right here with you. Do all the things you want me to. Oh, I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never ever gonna stop. All the things I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you. I'm never ever gonna quit.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM WGBW. I don't know if you've been keeping an eye on the weather at all, but it looks like we could be dodging storms over the weekend. Yeah, it's very difficult. We have something happening on the weekend to plan for it, especially if it's outdoors with this weather we've had. Hey, I guess it could be worse, right? We could be dealing with, you know, earthquakes or hurricanes. So, you know, at least we got that going for us, right?
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
97.9 FM. Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good. So good. I got a year. Ah! sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. My love won't do you no harm, and I feel nice, like sugar and spice. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, that I got it here. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I
with local news and timeless hits, 97.9 FM. Remember, you can download the Civic Media app for free in your phone's app store and listen to us that way.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, 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 one less apparition provided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Hits because the past matters. 97.9 WGBW.
teardrop for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, right down there, looking up, and I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now, I'll just cry. woman. Oh.
on Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump said he would not require Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky as a precondition to his own meeting with Putin.
No, he doesn't. No, no.
So when do you think that means?
They would like to meet with me, and I'll do whatever I can to stop the killing.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, his administration spending more time in court, filing an emergency petition with the Supreme Court, asking for permission to resume some aggressive immigration enforcement tactics in Central California that a federal judge found unlawful. A federal judge in Florida has ordered a 2-week halt on construction at the immigration detention facility in Florida known as Alligator Alcatraz. The Texas Attorney General's announced another investigation into groups that are helping Democratic lawmakers who've left the state to deny Republicans a quorum, and two Pennsylvania state troopers were seriously hurt but are in stable condition after they were shot in an ambush. This is ABC News. Airline workers are protesting today in triple-digit temperatures in Arizona.
At Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport, airline catering workers are on the picket lines claiming their company is violating Phoenix law with a lack of air conditioning and catering trucks as the city hovers during the day at around 116 degrees. This man works on one of those trucks.
All this time, the truck don't have the AC.
It's hot across the west. The valleys around L.A. are over 100 degrees. Denver is forecasted to reach around 100. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
And there are fire warnings in effect for 7 states from Nevada to North Dakota. That includes most of Utah and Wyoming. Authorities along the